NASA, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, presents The Space Story. We live on the third planet from the sun. You and nearly 6 billion other people make up the Earth's global population. Around the world, human economic and technological activity, as well as natural forces, are reshaping the Earth's climate and weather. How can we best monitor these environmental changes? And can we survey how such changes may affect the air, water, land, and life itself? Not only today, but in the future. These are key exploration targets for what NASA calls Mission 2 Planet Earth. Charles Kennell is NASA's Associate Administrator for the program.
Mission to us in the program means an organized set of activities leading to understanding of the Earth as a whole. And so we're talking about airplanes and spacecraft, computers on the ground, the people on the ground, studying the plants as we observe them from above. So it's an integrated program of research. So that is our mission.
Satellites in orbit. Astronauts seeing our world from as far away as the moon. They gave us views of the Earth swimming in the void of space and provided a powerful message, says Kennell.
That was the real breakthrough. That was the first global view of the Earth, and it came from space. And we saw how beautiful the Earth was, but we also saw how fragile it was and how alone we were on this beautiful blue planet, this island of life in space.
A major thrust of Mission to Planet Earth is to use Earth-observing system satellites to help ascertain what changes are taking place in the global climate, and are any of these alterations induced by humans.
We have a mission to understand how we human beings are changing the Earth and its operation. So we know that over about the next human generation, people are going to be facing some extremely difficult decisions concerning the environment and how we human beings are interacting with it. The question for us is, are we doing something to accelerate this process of change or to make it more dramatic? And if so, what?
One immediate need for more data is how the burning of fossil fuels and the resulting release of carbon dioxide into our atmosphere will impact the climate.
The issue is, what will happen next? What sorts of things are going to happen? Are we going to have more violent storms? Will the forest shift and move north and south with a change in climate? Will there be compensating factors? Will the forest grow more rapidly and thus absorb more carbon dioxide? Will the sea level rise? While all of these have been raised as possibilities, we don't know what will happen. So the first thing to do is to observe very carefully.
Kennell says that understanding the role that Mother Nature plays in shaping the climate is also perplexing.
There are other things that surprise me about the Earth system. Rainfall, terribly important for all of us. Plants grow, the fertility of regions depends on rainfall. We don't know the amount of rain falling on the Earth at any given day to a factor two. So some very basic things about our Earth system are not really understood quantitatively.
Using satellites to gain a global perspective on climate change will have far-reaching implications.
I think we'll see that our social health and our environmental health are related one to another. And when one is good, the other is good. So as we learn how to treat the environment well, we will inevitably have to learn how to treat each other well, as people inside countries and country to country.
As Kennell sees it, Mission to Planet Earth fits well into the agenda of exploring the planets within our solar system.
After we've been through this whole exploration of the solar system and we've got this integrated view, we focus back on our own Earth and we see it's the only place where life can exist. May have existed earlier on Mars, the only place where life does exist now, and it is a very precious place. Exploration of the solar system and all the effort that was spent only served to raise our appreciation for how precious the Earth is. There's no other place for us.
This has been The Space Story, brought to you by this station and NASA. For the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, I'm Bob Tebow.